Islamic banking is an interest-free system of banking that's consistent with Islamic principles. Modern Islamic finance has risen from non-existence to become a multi-billion dollar business. According to Banker, a UK newspaper, Iran was the leading country in Sharia-compliant assets in 2007, and the growth rate of this new industry, according to the Asian Development Bank, is more than 15% over the next 5 to 10 years. There are five global assets of Islamic finance. Commercial banks make up 74%, investment banks 12%, sukuk 11%, funds 2%, and Islamic insurance takaful 1%. Iran held two-thirds of global premiums, $4.8 billion out of estimated $7.2 billion in 2007. The first international training workshop on Islamic banking operations in Tehran discusses the strengths and weaknesses of Islamic finance. Islamic banking finance vehicles can be generally inferred from Iranian laws.
The 14 types of contract that has been defined in our banking law are general, and each one has a world of its own and is enough for advancing many types of projects for both exchange of goods and partnership.
But the law has not been revised to specifically include the new Islamic finance products, nor has it introduced new Islamic financial vehicles recently.
Malaysia has worked and introduced Sukuk. Now we hope Iran and the Islamic Republic government will work and introduce new vehicles.
Many Islamic countries are working hard to reap the benefits of Islamic banking.
The Islamic banking sector has been growing in Turkey for 10 years especially, and they have asset growth.
The world recession has shed light on Islamic banking as a solution, but there is a lot of work to be done in this area. Arash Khalatai, Press TV, Tehran.